Sears Roebuck and Company helped introduce Americans to mail-order retailing more than a century ago. Now, Sears is buying the Lands' End clothing catalog company for $1.9 billion. Retail analysts say the deal makes financial sense. But as Gil Halsted of Wisconsin Public Radio reports, there are questions about how the two very different companies will get along.
The deal brings together the largest department store in the country with the biggest online specialty apparel catalog. What Sears gets is an upscale brand name line of clothing. The company hopes that will mean customers who shop for tools and appliances will now be lured to the clothing aisles, where Sears sales have been sluggish. Lands' End gets a retail outlet where it can reach the consumers who shop at Sears and malls across the country. They hope to add customers who don't shop online now. Lands' End has contracts with hundreds of schools across the country to provide school athletic uniforms. Retail analyst Kurt Barnard says that's good for Sears because it means the Lands' End name will draw more families into the store.
Just this aspect alone will bring into Sears stores many mothers and their kids, which means Sears will now be able to attract a lot of young people, and that is clearly something that department stores have been hungering for years now.
The Sears online presence will likely get a boost. Under the merger, the more web-savvy Lands' End will oversee the Sears catalog and web page. Still, some analysts worry that the corporate cultures of the two companies may be a mismatch. Sears has a much more traditional institutional approach to management. Karen Sack of Standard & Poor's describes Lands' End as a more nimble entrepreneurial company, but she says if Sears handles the merger well, the two cultures won't clash.
If Alan Lacy, the chairman of Sears, does it right, they'll acquire Lands' End and kind of leave them alone and let them be, because they've been doing so well.
At a news conference at Lands' End's Dodgeville, Wisconsin headquarters this morning, Senior Vice President Kelly Ritchie said Sears has made a commitment to do just that.
They respect the Lands' End employees and the culture that we've created here, and they intend to continue to remain with the operations largely unchanged and actually looking for many opportunities for growth opportunities that this merger will provide all of the employees.
Still, this morning, a Sears spokesperson said that some jobs may be lost when the companies merge, but she gave no indication of how many. Lands' End employs more than 4,000 people in Wisconsin. For NPR News, I'm Gil Halsted in Madison.